you know, that's all we talk about almost in a lot of the news, terrorism. And you're thinking the whole thing may be overblown, huh?
I think it is overblown, Art. It's the trouble with this is we're trying to prove a negative here. There's not enough. There are not that many terrorists. That's very difficult to do, and it requires a very sophisticated form of reasoning called negative evidence. Now, positive evidence, we all understand. If you see a tape of bin Laden bragging about having brought down the towers and see the towers blowing up and so forth, that's pretty clear evidence that we have terrorist activity. But to argue that since there have been no terrorist events for 3 years now, that there may not be that many terrorists is a harder point to argue. It also can be very dangerous if it's false. It's a touchy subject, so there's no question, Art, that there's a threat, a substantial threat of terrorism in this country and abroad. The question is kind of a fuzzy degree thing. Is it that big of a threat? Is it such a big threat that you're willing to devote lots of blood and treasure, for example, going abroad and fighting wars and giving up lots of civil liberties in little ways and in big ways? Almost harassment in some cases at airport checkout lines, or handing over greatly increased search powers, digital search powers, to police departments, the FBI, and so forth.
All of that has happened.
All of that. And then we had this really tight presidential election, which instead of in many ways being an election on the merits of the Republican versus Democrat views of the economy and more U.S. issues, it was pretty much a debate about terrorism.
Yes, it was.
And if it's not the case that terrorism is as big as that suggests, then I think we have a problem. Just to take a sense of proportion here, if you look at the current issue, the cover of The Economist magazine out of England.
Very well respected, by the way.
Indeed. It's not about terrorism. It's about the U.S. maybe losing its status as having the dollar as the currency of choice in the world.
That's right.
Which is going to hurt you and me a lot more.
Than terrorism?
Than an increase in terrorism, as bad as that terrorism is.
Yes.
Interest rates can soar. Economies can collapse. A lot of people can be out of work, real social unrest, and a variety of other things.
Mm-hmm. That's
that
all
was
true.
Ignored. And yeah. I would further say that if you look at the two candidates who ran, Art, both of them proposed very big increases in the size of government and basically in the debt, the very thing undermining the value of the dollar.
And they actually competed about who would fight terrorism best.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. True.
And the dollar count of that is substantial. So it may well be that that was justified, but I don't see the evidence of it. And as I dug deeper into it, and as the years passed, I found no evidence to support it. When I went to the U.S. State Department's website and got its annual pattern on global terrorism report and found out that there's been really no major increase in the worldwide deaths due to terrorism, merely 1,000, not even quite 1,000 recently. I went up this summer because of the Russian terrorist event. Compare that, for example, to 40,000 people killed each year in the highways here, or 15,000 murdered, or the problems with, for example, the flu, which could be much greater than any terrorist threat, it raises a question. But when, in the end, Art, when we didn't have a bombing at the Olympics this summer, we didn't have a bombing at the conventions, and we got right up on the election, a lot of us thought something was, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen then. The Friday before the election, bin Laden came out in a new hat, new video,
yep.
And we all thought that was it. I had a discussion with some of my graduate students who are very skeptical of the claims of terrorism, and I said, all right, what's the probability that before the election's over, you got 5 days left, after this tape, the conditional probability that we'll have an attack? And almost everyone thought it was more than 50%. I didn't. And, of course, there was an attack. In fact, it really suggests, doesn't prove, merely suggests that we may have broken the back of that particular terrorist organization. After all, we've spent billions of dollars and cooperated with governments who've done likewise.
Well, at some point, Professor, certainly it will indicate that. It's kind of like, you know, SETI has been searching the skies now for alien talk for a lot of years. And even the people at SETI are now admitting, look, given another, I don't know, 30, 40 years, whatever, if nothing is found, they're going to have to step forward and say, nothing has been found. We've searched a lot of the sky, and sorry, nothing's found.
That's a great point, Art, and it brings up the subtlety involved in negative evidence, which is the size of the search space. Negative evidence says if you search something and you don't find anything, it's evidence that there is nothing. I like to use the example, if you go shopping at a store and you leave the store and say, oh, my God, I left my keys in the store, how much of the store will you have to search before you say, no, I was wrong, I didn't? Or if you think a particular book is in a library, that's a reasonably well-defined search space. And we go to other things like the Loch Ness, looking for Nessie. Mm-hmm. And, for example, to compare that to the Northern California forest where Bigfoot might be roaming. And whatever the merits of the hypothesis that there's a Loch Ness monster or Bigfoot, we have stronger negative evidence that there's not a Loch Ness, not conclusive, just because of the sonar sweeps there. It's easier to sonar sweep the Loch Ness, the Loch there, than it is to search the mountainous forests of California.
Sure.
When you get to the SETI level, and realize, you know, we have 400 billion or so stars in this galaxy. We've only really explored one. That well over a trillion galaxies, we can tell, in the entire universe. Just the enormity of that search space. I wouldn't say 30 years, but maybe 300. I think we then would have to say there's no pattern of emissions floating around out there that we can conclude that there's any kind of intelligent life. And that still is debatable. I don't think 30 years, but at some point you would say, look, we've largely searched the library. The book is not in there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're at that point with terrorism yet, though. And I'm willing to accept your hypothesis as absolutely possible, but I think there's enough people who still think we're going to be attacked to say it's a very, very popular opinion. And I'm not sure when that will begin to change if nothing continues to happen, but I suppose at some point it will. We're just not there yet.
But the trouble here, Art, is estimating the probabilities. There's no question we'll be attacked. We were attacked, we'll be attacked again. The question is with what frequency and what will be the magnitude of the attack.
Yeah.
And the hysteria that followed 9/11, I think all of us thought that there were going to be sleeper cells popping up, and first there was anthrax. That has passed now to a sense that, at least a couple years ago, that there may be a few residual sleeper cells here. That idea is largely gone, kind of vanished, frankly, mm-hmm. with the concept of Saddam Hussein having those weapons of mass destruction. Another case where we have pretty powerful negative evidence that they're not there. They may still be, but the evidence so far as we search that big country is that they're not.